And now, UK Today. What's making waves in the Catholic press in Britain this week? Well, in the British papers at the moment, there's continued reactions to remarks by a government minister who suggested Muslim women might unveil their faces to promote better community relations. While supporting their right to wear a headscarf or hijab, the former Foreign Secretary Jack Straw said a veil or full facial cover forms a visible statement of separation or difference and can cause serious communications problems. So what's the Catholic perspective on this issue, which goes right to the heart of interfaith and intercultural relations? Jed Clapson is Communications Officer for the British province of the Jesuits.
Well, this is an interesting one, Philippa, because I can personally see both sides of the equation. What Jack Straw is saying, he's a former Foreign Secretary, but he was talking in the capacity as the Member of Parliament for Blackburn, which has a very large Muslim population. About a quarter of the people there are actually Muslims. And what he said initially, first in a newspaper article, then in a radio interview, was that when Muslim women who wear a veil which only shows their eyes come to him, it would be much easier if they were to prepared to remove the, not the whole veil, but at least expose their mouth and nose as well as their eyes, so that he could actually communicate fully with them, seeing their faces. Now, this understandably has annoyed, angered, whatever verb you wish to use, quite a few Muslim organisations who are turning around and saying, well, who is he to tell us how to dress and so on. I can, as I say, personally see both sides of the coin, because part of the work that I do is sort of training people, doing workshops in basic communication, and one of the most fundamental ways of communicating is in facial expression. So to actually have that situation there of seeing only the eyes, yes, they may be the window to the soul, but it's a very incomplete kind of window. It's quite a hazy window. And so what he is saying is that this particular form of dress, one, makes it difficult for him as an MP to communicate with them, and also sets up a sort of social barrier, because you haven't got the full face, you haven't got the openness there that actually helps people communicate within communities as well as one-to-one.
It does seem, though, that any kind of comments like this directed at the Muslim community in any way seems to stir an immediate storm of protest in some quarters. Now, how representative is this of the Muslim community or communities in Britain as a whole, do you think?
I think one of the things about the Muslim communities in Britain is that there is tremendous diversity. So, yes, you do get particular groups objecting to any comment like this, but you also get people like Dr. Abdullah of the Muslim Council of Britain, who says individual Muslim women could choose to remove part of their veil, accepting that within the Muslim community, scholars have different views on this. And what he actually said was, our view is that if it's going to cause discomfort and that can be avoided, then it can be done. The one thing that remains obligatory is for Muslim women to cover their hair. So there is tremendous, there's probably more diversity within Muslim communities in Britain than there is in Christian communities. So some are very angry, others accept that Jack Straw has got a point.
The Jesuit community there in Britain, in London particularly, has a very strong focus, doesn't it, on Christian-Muslim relations. You have an actual institute that deals specifically with interfaith dialogue. Tell us a bit more about the work of this institute.
Very much so. There's two parts to this, if you like. One is based at Heathrop College in London, and that, as you say, is the Institute for Interreligious Dialogue, where there is a very strong focus on finding out, discussing, dialoguing, and also exploring sort of in an atmosphere of mutual respect and trust, and actually developing a relationship where there is very strong listening and talking and dialoguing. The other part of it is Denobly House in Southall in Middlesex, which is sort of West London. And there they are right in the heart of a very, very cosmopolitan, very varied culturally and in terms of faith community. I think there are four mosques there. There are Sikh temples, Buddhist places of worship, and of course the Catholic Church there, St. Anselm's. Denobly House is a centre where there are regular meetings, dialoguing, socialising, it really is, I think, one of the stars of interreligious and intercultural dialogue in Britain, because it's there that there's a very open feeling of exploring each other's faiths, trying to understand each other. And it's interesting that I think it's the 21st of October, so coming up in a few weeks' time on a Saturday, they are having what's called a Festival of Festivals in Southall, because there, I think it's seven faiths, in addition to celebrating All Saints, there's also a feast related to Ramadan, there's Diwali, which is for the Sikhs and the Buddhists, and there's also another couple of festivals. And so they're actually having all seven faiths getting together and celebrating, meditating, listening, praying, silence, exploring, and then having a magnificent firework party at the end of it all. So the work that's being done there with the Jesuits and the communities there is, I think, a sort of flagship example of how the faiths can live together and get to understand and dialogue with each other.
And my thanks there to Jed Clapson, Communications Officer for the British Province of the Jesuits.